Okay. Yeah, good luck to you. Thank you very much, April. Item 700.
Request of Mary Eng to address council regarding women in policing.
Good morning.
Good day, Council. My name is Mary Eng, and I want to present on women in policing, which I was joking with Officers Effling, Jensen, and Gorgoni that I'm just going to... I said BS. I don't like cursing, but that's what I'm good at. That's maybe all I'm good at. I'm a big know-it-all, but I want you to know that I printed out this, the labor agreement between Portland Police Association. And I'm looking at the discrimination policy on page 3 and the family leave policy on page 14. And those are not the only interesting points. Did you get your handouts? Hmm? We've got two handouts. We've got More Drama in the Cop Shop by Dennis Theriau for Portland Mercury. It's a 2014 article about the male masturbation gesture, which Chief Reese asked Rachel Andrew to demonstrate how a man masturbates and how the Portland police use this solitary gesture of hand gesture or sign language to indicate something. And I was concerned that Mr. Reese didn't quite understand that she had already been harassed, she had already been retaliated against, she'd been put up trying to match up into this double standard and do the boys' language, then got discriminated for her unladylike behavior. So I think Mr. Reese, when she's in this hearing and he wants her to do it again, oh my goodness, and he's our new sheriff. So we have Hunt Lessons Learned. This is lovely. This is 8 May 2013 from the Hardesty Group. Lindsay Hunt gave rise to the phrase Paula Lindsay. Paula Lindsay. I would say if I were talking to a 3-year-old girl, which I wouldn't bring this kind of thing before a 3-year-old girl, this kind of filthy discriminatory behavior. But I would say, Paula Lindsay, be that young lady cop who's reporting falsification of use of force reports, shoplifting from the plaid pantry, concealment and hiding of weapons, misconduct, misconduct, misconduct. She's reporting it, and she is retaliated against. So much so, she has a death threat on her head, and her death threat is, you will have no backup. We will send you on a dangerous call, and we will give you no backup. She was abandoned by her officers. So which part of the thin blue line crossed into that woman's body? She was violated by the city of Portland. We owe her a big apology. I wonder where she is. I wonder how much anguish and emotional suffering we have induced. So you know I'm all for gender equity in policing. Mr. Effling, I don't know if he's the commander or something, because he was in on that Jason Cox police brutality Kafuri case where the paramedics wrote up the police for denying Jason Cox care when his face was all bashed in. But he knows about that case, and he knows I follow this stuff.
Mary, thank you
one
very much.
Second. Oh, I can't let this go. You guys read these stories. They're so important.
Thank you
very much.
It was
lovely meeting with you yesterday.
Thank you.
It was
too.
Fabulous. Didn't you like it?
We did. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much. Okay,